What's good? What's good? Welcome to For the Love of Renisha podcast. Woo! Today's date is January 26, 2022 on this beautiful Wednesday night at 5:49 p.m. What's good? What's good? No, I'm just playing. So, today's segment is Wet and Wild Wednesday. Okay. Wet, Wild Wednesday. So, the meaning behind this today, because I don't think I'm going to have it every week, because I ain't going to have really nothing to talk about wet and wild, you know, on a Wednesday every damn week. You dig what I'm saying? But this particular week, I just have to get this off my chest. You know what I'm saying? So, me and my coworkers was talking about that video that was going around of Trey Songz spitting the girl's mouth, right? Like, loogies. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, it ain't nothing wrong with that. But how he was doing it, it was like a big glob of a loogie. That's disgusting. Now, I don't agree with that. Now, my way of spitting in the mouth is when a dude goes down on you. When a dude goes down on you, he eats you out. You know what I'm saying? And then he comes up and kiss you. And you know what I'm saying? That's what I say, spit in the mouth. And for instance, me and the dude that I have sexual relationships with, you know what I'm saying? Because we was in a relationship, then we broke up, got back together. It's always like that, child. That's just how he is. And that's how it's going to be. But he does that. You know, he licks the crack of my butt and then he eats my coochie and then gives me a kiss. And I know some people might think that's disgusting, but I know that my coochie is free of STDs. You know what I'm saying? Free of STDs. I get tested. You know what I'm saying? We both get tested. We are negative over here. So it's like, and my coochie don't stink like some of y'all. Like, some of y'all coochie stinks. Like, y'all on your period, but y'all not on your period. That shit is disgusting. Like, your pH balance is fucked up, bitch. You need to go drink some water, eat your fruits and vegetables, okay? And haven't been to the doctor maybe in 5 years. So, that's your fault. That's your fault. But some people don't. They tell about they a freak. No, I'm a freak and nasty, okay? I ain't gonna tell y'all all the things I do behind closed doors, because that ain't none of your business, but, you know, I feel like my freak nasty level is like 1,000. One thing I do not do, let me just get this out the way, because this new generation of people, and not even this generation of people, women particular, is eating dude's ass. I would never eat no dude's groceries, okay? Never, ever, ever will. And a dude I have sex with, you know what I'm saying? He's too street for that. Like, he's a street nigga. Like, he's really, like, not with that shit. And I would not do that shit to him because I'm not into that. Some women into that, some dudes into that. That's y'all business. But we don't do that shit over here. Now, do he lick my ass? Yes, he does. He kissed my butt cheeks too. You know what I'm saying? He kissed the cheeks down. You know, he do what he does. He give the lips on my face kisses and the lips between my legs kisses. You know what I'm saying? But we don't eat ass over here. Now, I don't lick his ass or eat his ass. Now, he licked the crack of mine, but I don't say, oh, you need to lick my ass. The coochie, yeah, you need to eat it because it's there. You know, you're hungry. I know you're hungry and thirsty. You need to get some of these vitamins in here. But yeah, I don't eat men's asses. So if that's what you like to do, that gets you wet, that's you. But see, the thing about us too, when we see each other, it's just, man, the chemistry is like, ah! And it's like, it's just crazy. Now, one thing now, that's the wet part. So the wild part is, ladies, let me give y'all some game. Because Valentine's Day is coming up. Let me give y'all some game. Maybe you scared to do this, and it's okay. Let me give y'all some game. You know, when you giving a dude head, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully he has a big dick, first off. Not too big, not too small, like in the middle. Like, the dude I thought do and have sex with, he's like, I'm not even exaggerating, like, at least 14 inches. Like, When he's not hard, he's like 11 inches. Like, this nigga dick is big, okay? And again, let me put a disclaimer out. This is for 18 and older crowd, okay? Now, if you decide to listen to this around your kids, that's not my fault. That's your fault. Because, you know, this is not for kids. I'm going to put it in my description box, too. This is not for kids. Shit, this is not for the 18-year-olds. But nowadays, they can see shit on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. But let me say this again. This episode and my podcast, too, is not for the 18 and under crowd. 18 and older. Especially this episode. So, ladies, let me give y'all a little bit of game. I know people be like, oh, Anisha, da-da-da-da. Let me just give you a little bit of game. I ain't gonna give you all my game, because, bitch, you ain't about to do what I do. You know what I'm saying? You know, because what I do with my nigga, that's what I do. Because, like I said, I don't give head to every dude I had sex with. And they can vouch for that. They like, nah, she ain't give me no head, but I got some coochie. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I don't let no every dude eat my coochie. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the only person I might have unprotected sex, I'm not... unprotected sex with is this dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, we wear condoms, we don't wear condoms, you know? But we clean over here. Like I said, we goes to the doctor. We do our annual checkups. We go to the eye doctor over here. He does some issues crazy because he don't wear glasses, but I wear glasses. He has good eyesight. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, that's here or there. But what I was about to say is, yeah, this episode is really not for the 18 and under. This is for the 18 older. This is maybe for the 21 older. But, you know, people at the age of 16 having sex, so that's here or there. But anywho, let me give y'all ladies some game real quick. Because dudes do it already. Like, the dude I talked to, he do this already. That's why we, you know, we fuck with each other. How we fuck with each other. So... ladies, when you give him your dude head, and like I said, hopefully he has a nice size dick for this. Because if he has, like, the size of my finger, sorry for you, it's like, it's no point of eye contact. It's just suck the little dick, you know what I'm saying? But I don't mess with little dicks. So anyways, obviously. When you sucking a dude head, you know, play with the balls, you suck his head, you gotta look into his eyes, like, look into his eyes, because when you look into his eyes and you do all that, oh my god, the satisfaction that he's getting, and then you're getting, oh, beautiful, okay, you're taking this, so you're like, oh my god, I gonna tell you what I do, that's a little bit what I do, I can't tell you no more game, I can't give y'all no more game on giving head, because y'all should have y'all own way of giving head, because my giving head is very, I'm taking niggas' soul. A little bit, just a little bit. I take they so why they having sex. Now, not in a bad way. It's just like, ooh, I got you. Ugh. Just say. So when you look a dude in his eyes and you give him head, and then you teabag him, why would he want anybody else? You know what I'm saying? And I know people like, then why y'all in a relationship? If you don't know, we off and on in our relationship, and he's still in the Bay Area. He has a daughter, so he got to make sure his daughter is cool. Get set up for college and all that good stuff. I think she's graduating high school this year, so that's here or there. But he comes out here maybe 5 times a month, you know, maybe 4. Between 4 and 5 times a month. So, you know, we do what we do. We go out, gamble, dance, whatever I want to do. He come and cook for me. I ain't got to cook. You know, we got a good understanding over here. But, ladies, I'm telling you, you know, you teabag the dude, giving head, just, you know, make sure it goes past your tonsils, you know what I'm saying? Look in his eyes, I'm telling you, he might fuck a bag, bitch. Fuck a bag, fuck a car, but nigga, that mean nigga might give you a house, you know what I'm saying? Or give you some money to get a house. Eye contact is the best, because he does it to me when he gives me head. Okay, we eating this cat. He be looking into my motherfucking eyes. I be like, what the fuck? Like, that's why we so linked. You know, and I do the same thing. He said, girl, when you look at my eyes and you do what you do, you know, it's some other things I do, but I can't give y'all that game. Y'all gotta have y'all own tricks. I got my own. That's why my exes want to come back. You know what I'm saying? They be like, ex is married, got kids, got a whole bunch of other dudes. I'm like, no, nigga, you choose up. Nigga, you're married, nigga. I'm sorry. Have a blessed life. He was like, your wife, my wife, well, maybe she needs to listen to this podcast. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Get a little bit of game. Because you can't get all, I can't give all my game out now. I gotta have some game of your own to how to snatch these niggas' souls. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's the wild of the wet. The wet part was, like I said, the spit it in the mouth after giving me head. Oh, that's beautiful. Some freaky shit. You know what I'm saying? That's the wet part. The wild part is the look in the eyes while giving head. You know what I'm saying? Even sex too. Like, but you know, I be into it. You know? I be like into it. He does too. But I'm gonna tell you, Smith, I can't tell y'all what he be doing, but he be into it. Okay. He put on a show for you. Beep, baby. He be put on a show. Just thinking about it. Let me stop. Okay, anywho. The other wild thing, since it's Wet and Wild Wednesday, the other wild thing is, like, when the dude gets to that point of, you know, coming, you know, and he keeps just, like, letting off, and I'm doing that, though. It's crazy because he'd be like, no, let me, I'm like, no, let me do it. You know what I'm saying? Let me finish you off. Best thing ever, you know? Y'all just gotta take control. You know, stop. You know, that plane at... Let me tell y'all this. Okay. Women. I mean, you can give a man so much sex and head. It's just how you're doing it. That's why I say I can't give too much game to y'all. Because y'all don't know. Y'all gotta figure out what can I turn him on with more. The wet of this is get some toys. You know what I'm saying? But, like, for me and him, like, I can't even get my damn toy. Because I'm trying to get the toy. He latching on to me. So, I can't even get the toy. By the time I try to get the toy, nigga, we already naked doing what we do it. So, it's like, well, fuck a toy. You know what I'm saying? But, the wet of this, you know, the wet side, too, is masturbation. It's all about masturbation. Masturbation is, you know, it's free. You're free. You get what I'm saying? And it's just like you need to, child, I'm telling y'all need to masturbate for real. For real. As I'm talking to y'all, I am so sorry. This is like off topic, like for real off topic. I'm picking up shifts. But I'm trying to figure out, I got shit to do next week. And it's like, damn, what day should I work? I can't work on Friday. I'm sorry, y'all. I keep saying, I'll be right back. Okay, y'all, I'm back. I know y'all like, damn, that was a long pause. So I know this is off topic again. I had added a shift to my schedule, and I'm kind of irritated because your girl had a dentist appointment that day, and I scheduled to work the extra shift on the day that I have a damn dentist appointment. So, anywho, I gotta reschedule the dentist appointment because we gotta get the, you know, the teeth checked. So, we gonna do that tomorrow. They're gonna kill my, they're gonna kick my ass. So we gotta reschedule that. But anywho, so going back to, you just gotta please each other. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta know a person freak number. So when I met this individual that I'm talking to, I was 19. I believe he's six years older than me. So I met him at 19. We hit it off the first day and never left each other's side. And then down the road, I guess, you know, he, you know, got whoever pregnant or whatnot. And at that time, I think I was in a relationship anyway. So it is what it is, right? So, y'all, it's just, we've been through a lot. I ain't gonna tell our real personal business, but we've been through a lot. And you would think that we got married and divorced. But one thing about the both of us, we both grown, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud of where he at. I know this is way off topic. I know they like, damn, I thought it was way wow. But I'm just glad we both grew up. But our freakness behind closed doors is off the hook. Like, I feel like if he listens to this episode, he'd be like, why are you telling our business? I'm like, I just told a little bit. I ain't gonna tell too much. Okay. Cause it be some things going on, okay, up in here. And when I come to the Bay too. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to the Bay next month. I'm going to be gone. I'm going to disappear for a couple of hours. Because usually when I go out to the Bay, I stay with my mom, right? So I told my mom and my sister, like, I'm coming this day, but I might not be back home till the next day. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go see my mans. Okay? So, yeah, that's going to be good times. Okay? Oh! The West Side too. Look, the Wet and the Wow. Wet and Wow Wednesday. The West Side is too, y'all. Okay, so I know this might be nasty, whatever, but bitch, I know you do it. And nigga, I know you do it. So, have y'all ever did in the jacuzzi? Like the jacuzzi sex? Oh my God. Best sex ever. And the reason I say that because, you know, usually you can't keep a condom on in the jacuzzi. I mean, we tried that. It didn't work. I knew it was not gonna work. I was just trying to see something. I was like, let's see. He was like, girl, you know, you like, Ardisha, you know, this condom not gonna stay on in the jacuzzi. I'm like, I know, but let's just try. You know what I'm saying? It didn't, okay? As soon as it was about to come off, he was like, I'm taking this shit off. Like, you wasted a condom. Like, let's get busy. So we do what we do. I can't tell y'all too much, like I said, but the sex in jacuzzi. Yes, baby. Let me tell y'all. If I'm going to, we go to the jacuzzi, ain't no just sitting in the jacuzzi talking about the planets and the suns and, you know, the planet, the Mars, the suns, the clouds. Ain't no conversation like that. Like, this is not kitchen table talk. We about to be fucking, okay? We fucking, sucking, licking. Whatever we doing it in the jacuzzi. Because people be like, that's nasty, that's nasty. That's why you can be married to a person, but that's why he or she cheating on you. Because you're just boring. You know what I'm saying? You're boring. And then I know us single people, y'all be like, but get your freak number up, man. I'm not saying. No, I am saying. The Wet and the Wild. You gotta get your shit up. You know what I'm saying? It's not just regular sex. It's not working your hips. Fuck working your hips, bitch. What else can you do? What else can you do? Because most people be like, I can make a baby. Okay, you made a baby, and then what? Like, what else can you do? You can move your hips. I mean, but if the love is there, the love is there. I'm not saying that. Maybe y'all both born, and nobody outside of your born marriage or outside your relationship don't want. You're boring ass. Like, you're boring. Like, sorry. And I know most people, like, for me, most people be like, why are you not in a relationship? I do be in relationships. It's just, when it gets to a point that I get bored, not just with the sex, like, the conversation, I'm just over it, you know? It has to be more than sex, right? Sex is a bonus, you know? But you gotta stimulate my mind, like, if the sex is good, the mind is going to be blown away. What? You blow my mind, nigga? Okay, I know you about to blow. About to blow something else. You know what I'm saying? But this kitty cat is a snatchback. You know? It's a snatch to the back, okay? That's how you know, too, like, ladies, you know? Some of y'all got some field goals between your legs. Like, bitch, get in the tub, put some apple cider vinegar, soak that shit up so it gets tight. Don't ask how I know that. I just know, I know pimps and hoes, you know? Especially growing up in Oakland, California. Just the Bay Area, period. But in Oakland, you know, it's a lot of hoes and a lot of pimps I know. You know what I'm saying? And the pimps know the deal. They be like, bitch, get in the tub. You know what I'm saying? Put some vinegar oil, you know? That's the wet part. So, don't be a boring bitch. Don't be a boring nigga. Experiment. I know most of y'all got kids. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, even when I have my kids, I know I'm saying that, but my kid is gonna stay in a kid's place. Nigga, you gonna, like, okay, little JJ sleep, we about to fuck, okay? We gonna be fucking, you know, around the fucking house. If we gotta fuck in the closet, we gonna fuck in the closet. We both gonna get off, okay? The kid is asleep. If the kid come knock on the door, we gonna, you know, get our nut. And then gonna open the door and be like, JJ, what you want, you know? Shit. I know a lot of people like, we have kids, we got, you. I know you got kids, you gotta cook, you gotta clean, you know, but the best sex is the sneaky snacks. Not even the sneaky snacks, just sex, period, you know? Sex. Sex is wet and wild. You know, you gotta get wet and you gotta get wild. Now, some of y'all bitches, nah. Some of y'all look like blow-up dolls, you know? Some of y'all look like blow-up dolls. I don't have nothing against people getting fake shit, you know? That's y'all. Live your life. But when that ass start deflaming and you don't got no more stimulus check, your tax paycheck, when that money go out and your ass is inflated, that shit looks nasty. That ain't hot. That's some wild shit. You know, that's the wild side of Wet and Wild Wednesday. Like, your ass is, like, crazy. Like, crazy. Like, crazy, y'all. Like, don't do it. I know I should be a sex educational teacher because I be giving some game. Like, I got so much game. Most people are like, why you're not married? It's just, let me tell y'all something. I was, hold on, y'all. So, yeah, y'all need to, you know, if you're going to mess with a bitch that got fake everything, just make sure she got the funds to inflame that shit. Because when that shit gets sloppy looking, ooh, you hitting motherfucking cardboard in that bitch. All right, y'all. Hope this episode helped y'all. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all enjoy this segment of Wet and Wild Wednesday. I love you guys. I got to go eat. I got to go eat some more. So I hope you guys have a beautiful, safe Wednesday night. Remember, tell your mama, your dog, cat, bird, your cousin, your grandpa, your uncle. I mean, if you got an uncle, holla at me, uncle. You know what I'm saying? I talk to uncles and grandpas. You know what I'm saying? I talk to brothers too, but I prefer a nigga with a 401k because we need to get money out here. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all, I got to go. I hope you have a beautiful Wednesday. Like I said, be safe. I love you guys. Thank you for listening to my podcast. And if you're a new listener, welcome to For the Love of Renisha. And again, tell your cat, dog, bird, pigeons, hoes, pimps, players, come listen to your girl For the Love of Renisha. I love you guys. Peace.